on the other side of the island, swathed at midday with mirage, defended by the shield of the quiet lagoon, one might dream of rescue. But here, faced by the brute obtuseness of the ocean, the miles of division, one was clamped down. One was helpless. One was condemned. One was... Simon was speaking almost in his ear. Ralph found that he had rock painfully gripped in both hands, found his body arched, the muscles of his neck stiff, his mouth strained open. "You'll get back to where you came from." Simon nodded as he spoke. He was kneeling on one knee, looking down from a higher rock which he held with both hands. His other leg stretched down to Ralph's level. Ralph was puzzled and searched Simon's face for a clue. "It's so big, I mean..." Simon nodded. "All the same, you'll get back all right. I think so, anyway." Some of the strain had gone from Ralph's body. He glanced at the sea and then smiled bitterly at Simon. "Got a ship in your pocket?" Simon grinned and shook his head. "How do you know, then?" When Simon was still silent, Ralph said curtly, "You're batty." Simon shook his head violently till the coarse black hair flew backwards and forwards across his face. "No, I'm not. I just think you'll get back all right." For a moment, nothing more was said, and then they suddenly smiled at each other.
That Simon is bizarre, isn't he? Ralph's feeling trapped, because the ocean looks so big and because being dirty all the time and living off of fruit and nuts is starting to seem normal. Somehow, Simon knows exactly what he's thinking. But what an odd conversation. Simon says basically the same thing three times. "You'll get back all right." Why doesn't he say "we'll get back all right"? Doesn't he think he's going to get back too? Simon might be crazy or batty, like Ralph says. But sometimes characters who seem like they're crazy actually know things the other characters don't. I wonder if Simon is like that. Let's keep reading. Start right after the space near the bottom of page 111, where it says, "Roger called from the coverts."
Roger called from the coverts. "Come and see." The ground was turned over near the pig run, and there were droppings that steamed. Jack bent down to them as though he loved them. "Ralph, we need meat, even if we are hunting the other thing." "If you mean going the right way, we'll hunt,"